And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
It's Montreal and it's...
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljud. On August 10th, the Israeli military struck a school-turned shelter for Palestinians in Gaza City, killing more than 100 Palestinians, including women and children. Israel said that Hamas members were hiding in the school to justify the attack. However, they did not provide any evidence for this claim. They said that they had been working towards reducing the risk of harming civilians, while also labeling the death toll from Palestinian officials as inaccurate. Azat Rishk, a member of Hamas's political bureau, said that there were no armed men in the school. Hamas stated that Israel's justifications for their attacks on the schools are excuses to target civilians, schools, hospitals, and refugee tents, all of which are false pretexts and expose lies to justify its crimes. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, the death toll has surpassed 40,000. On August 15th, Bangladesh's interim government announced that the United Nations will look into the crimes that were committed during the weeks-long protests that ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. UN investigators are likely to arrive next week. Hasina's government was accused of extensive human rights abuses as well as the mass detention and extrajudicial killing of thousands of her political adversaries during her 15-year rule. Local authorities also started investigating allegations of murders, genocide, and crimes against humanity committed by Hasina, her cabinet colleagues, and top security officials. The student protests began of the reintroduction of a quota system that would reserve 30% of high-paying government jobs for descendants of veterans of Bangladesh's fight for independence in the midst of high unemployment rates. On August 9th, Algerian gold medalist Iman Khalif filed a cyberbullying lawsuit against Elon Musk, J.K. Rowling, and Donald Trump. Khalif won the gold medal for the women's boxing at the Olympics in Paris this year, but had to deal with much online abuse during her run after she defeated the Italian boxer, Angela Carini, in under 1 minute. Carini said that she had never been hit so hard in her life, which led to several people bringing up her IBA ban. Back in 2023, the Russian-led International Boxing Association stated that Khalif had failed her gender eligibility tests and that she could not compete in world championships. The nature of these tests, as well as the results, were never disclosed. However, under the International Olympic Committee's regulations, Khalif was cleared to compete. An IOC spokesperson said that many women can have elevated testosterone levels but still be women and compete as women. Carini later apologized to Khalif and said that she respects the IOC's decision to let her compete in the Paris Olympics. Khalif's lawyer stated that the case was filed against X, but Musk, Rowling, and Trump are specifically named because of their misleading comments on the platform. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
I know you want me freak, sports star honeybee on my team. I wanna play nicely, I can pick it up if you take the lead. I know you want me freak.
That was Feeble. That was Freak by Feeble Little Horse. And I hope everyone is having a Sunday. I want to start off today's episode with a short and sweet song. So I have a special guest with me today. Joe, do you want to introduce yourself and talk about the next song?
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm your host's partner, and I'm from Ottawa, so the next track that you guys are going to be listening is going to be one of my favorite bands from Ottawa called Root Cause. They just play quintessential emo music. I listened to them for the first time at the Congrego Field Day, which was a little mini festival that happened earlier in the summer, and as soon as I was hearing the guitar riffs coming out from this band, I knew I was listening to just something straight out of the Midwest, and it was so, so sick. I hope you guys enjoy.
Are they coming to Montreal? Do you have any insider info on that?
I got no clue, guys. Just listen to it.
Okay, and the song I played right before Freak by Feeble Horse is actually a song that Joe sent to me before we were dating, but we were sharing music, and I've mentioned before, I feel like music is an important part of any friendship or any relationship, and so yeah, so that song has a special place in my heart, and
it's very good.
Yeah, Joe says it's very good. It's a very good song too, but yeah, anyways, here is Root Cause. So that was Skim by Root Cause. I'll let Joe talk more about the band. He's the expert on all things Ottawa and music, and has introduced me to a lot of beautiful music from bands originating from Ottawa, and I'll let him introduce the next song and talk about it too.
Okay, I'm definitely not an expert, but that's very flattering. Thank you, Jalen. And I discovered Root Cause at the Congrego Field Day Festival at the beginning of the summer. It was so much fun. I felt like they just sounded like some sort of quintessential emo, like anything up up there with, like, honestly, Remo Drive and Modern Baseball. Is kind of crazy hearing just out of the blue in public, it, like, at a show you weren't expecting at all. So I love Root Cause for giving me that feeling and that little, like, kind of teenage angst that Midwest emo kind of evokes so well. But the next band that you guys are going to be listening to is out of Fredericton, New Brunswick, from the East Coast, where I'm from. And it's going to be Motherhood. They are a kind of like a noise rock band, sound pretty experimental but really fresh, and I don't know, their shows are just amazing. If you ever find yourself on the East Coast or just at any chance to go to a Motherhood show, go. They friggin' rock.
But yeah, speaking, bouncing back on that, you know, Fredericton music scene, one of our first dates when I went to visit Joe in Fredericton was at the Cap, so the local music venue. And it was such a, you know, obviously it was with the person I love, and listening to live music and like letting him, or he was helping me discover new music in a town I've never been to was really fun. Do you want to talk more about the music scene in Fredericton?
It's really diverse. There's lots of different sounds coming out from there. At least we have another New Brunswick band that, you know, like all adjacent to to Fredericton, but from Moncton, they'll be playing soon, Le Moon Tunes. But yeah, it's just varied. It's very fresh and they just rock. I don't know, the scene there rules, and shout out to the Cap, because that is definitely, if you're in Fredericton and want to go watch some live music, you guys should go there.
Yeah, and of course we all know Always is one of probably the most famous bands coming out of the Maritimes in recent memory, but there's so much talent out of there, so it's really a pleasure to be able to play some talent and discover new music through Joe on up-and-coming and bands I've been established for a while that I haven't heard of until Joe introduced me to them. So, yeah, so this is Shepherd by Motherhood.
By Motherhood. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys rocked out. And at least sticking with New Brunswick, I'm going to be playing, well, we're going to be playing for you Elephant Wizard by Le Moon Tunes. So the first time I saw Le Moon Tunes, I was at a cap show, as one does in Fredericton, and I was so confused. I was like, why are there two drum sets on the stage? And why is there a trombone? Why is there a trumpet? Why is there two keyboards? And why is there a guitar? Like, what is going on here? Because if you've ever been to the cap, it's a tiny ass stage. Not many people can fit up there, but somehow they'd fit all these instruments onto there. And then surely enough, it was Le Moon Tunes coming on stage with these cloaks they look straight out of Lord of the Rings, and they all just, you know, picked up what they had, and they friggin' rocked. It was a wall of music. It was passionate. It was exhilarating, and they put as much of a show if you just close your eyes and listen to the music, or if you opened up and looked at all the costumes and vibes that they were putting out on stage. It was such a great experience. I don't know how to categorize this song. All I know is that it is symphonic, it's massive, it's big, and it's powerful. It moved me, and I hope it moves you guys.
Cinéma Public, nous proposons une programmation en salle composée de films d'ici et de nouveautés internationales, de classiques et des pépites méconnues, ainsi que de courts-métrages et des séances familiales. Nos billets sont parmi les moins chers à Montréal, 10$ au tarif régulier et 8$ pour les étudiants, les enfants et les aînés. Nous offrons également des cinécartes de 6 billets pour encore plus d'économies. Venez nous voir à la Casa d'Italia, juste en face de la station Jean Talon. Et rendez-vous au cinémapublic.ca pour découvrir notre programmation. Le Cinéma Public pour un cinéma vivant.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlist? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471.
Are you no.
Are you not entertained?
I said no.
Are you not entertained?
You know what? Maybe I would be, Maximus, if you played some CJLO 1690 AM. Yeesh, so dramatic.
And that was Elephant Wizard by LaMoonTunes. Hope you guys enjoyed it. They kind of remind me of, if, at least if you see them on stage and with their instrument selection, they kind of come off as like a King Giz to me. Like they're definitely as epic to me, but they have their own sound for sure too. And hope you guys liked it. The next one, we're going to be going back to Fredericton, New Brunswick, to be listening to Dawn by El Tata and Mate. So it's gonna be El Tata on the music in the background and Mate on the mic. It's a El Tata is a Fredericton staple. They are always at the Cap playing. And if you guys want a kind of Latin vibe, kind of Latin night vibe to your music, please give them a shot. Great stuff coming out of Eastern Canada, great stuff coming out of Fredericton by El Tata. And I also know Gabriel personally. Gabriel helped me. Well, he bought my couch off of me and a couple chairs. So, Gab, if you're listening to this, I hope your cats like the couch and hope they can cuddle with you on it. And and Arnie misses you too. He really liked you. This is Dawn.
Oh yeah, didn't you have like a lot of like trouble selling yourself on Facebook Marketplace when you're moving from Fredericton to Ottawa?
Yeah, I had so much trouble. I just wanted to give everything away for free, but Gabriel was nice enough to even give me some money when I was like, no, just take it off my hands. So thanks for the $100, I appreciate it.
And also Arnie is Joe's cat, the most adorable cat I've ever met. Mm-hmm. Arnie looks like Garfield.
Yes.
Yeah. I think like I'm allergic to cats myself, but you know, I make it work. Mm-hmm. But even being allergic to cats, you kind of, the ones you encounter, you kind of like see how they each have like their own personality and their own being. And it kind of sucks. I'm allergic to cats because I can't cuddle with them as much as I want to without like breaking out in hives. But yeah, that's a tangent that I'm going on of like my allergies to cats and then Joe trying to sell his couch on Facebook Marketplace in Fredericton. But somehow all ties to music in some way. Joe's couch story more than my cat allergy. But yeah. Anyways, this is
Dawn by El Tata and Mate.
Quick in the mission, Tata's got you a new addition. A certain kind of ripping you can cop it at the store. Broken leave a mission after certain weight conditions. Too pretty bitches, but I'm always looking for more. Writing the balls like feather, come with the throw, I check it. Hop over hoes like checkers, smoking the lemon pepper. The way I live my life, if I could kind of summarize it. If you keep closing your eyes, the boogeyman can come and get you. So I get money, I take money. If I can get a little bit of money, I think that'd be good for me. I stay grounded, and up towards a maggot with Nick Fury, make my life a Marvel movie. I stay hot, I stay wild, don't wanna overspeed running cause of state lines. I ain't even having sex, I don't wanna change lives. If you want a pretty first, I'ma have to take time. Motherfucker who born dark for real, for every area code. Wherever I have to go, I send out my children. The scouter certainly tells you that my key's a million. Mind the fact, let's make a building and raise up the ceiling. Like coupon dog for roses, while hitting on this doggy. My elders always told me for the fame or for the glory. The way I live my life to put on paper our story. If I had to summarize it, I'm your Shaq and you're my Kobe. I pay for my mistakes, I can say I'm out of the fog. I'm changing my location, still making plays with my dog. A simple kiss and I'm complicating your thoughts. Slogans always fuck the system, that's just in case you forgot. It's always turbulence, that's a fact of life. But we all different, so I guess it all depends. On Tata took the beat up, so I'm canceling my plans. I'll be driving in a Rari, I ride solo in the Benz, like trying to survive. You on the globe and you with niggas you don't know. Like, grew up on the roots to decide when people should die, but at the same time never say when we should grow. You can keep all the wealth, motherfucker, we don't care. I got new lenses, scope has never been so clear. Yeah, I'm overcoming all my
also a rebel is going on. I see the double kick and I have a bite. Jumping your missions and I'm going down the chase. Put a new plan of a G log on my side and out of space. Trying to power up my meter with a keeper comes the base.
So that was Dawn by El Tata and Mate. Up next is a band from Brantford, Ontario. I've played them on the show before, and I think like a few weeks ago, and saw them live subsequently. They're a great band called Sun Junkies, and Joe and I actually saw them live at Casa del Popolo alongside Fireball Kid and Sorry Snowman. And I don't know if Joe agrees with me, but it was a really nice show. The vibe, just like the ambiance and the people there, it was amazing. And not that I think it's those types of concerts, the happiness you feel, it's you wish it would just continue on forever and you don't want that, you know, that moment to end. I don't know if Joe's agrees with that or describes that night in a different way, but yeah, no, they're just like the people playing that night were so nice and talented, and it's a really, you know, good feeling to be able to witness that. But Joe, what do you want to say about Sun Junkies, because he's the one that introduced me to them?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want their sound to go on forever, because that'd be exhausting. You're gonna listen to them and you're gonna be like, wow, these guys rock, they roll, and they leave everything and so much energy in their music. And that's how it felt like on stage. Okay, they were jumping off of shit, they were yelling at the tops of their lungs, and they were sweating, taking their shirts off. It was an amazing time. If you want to see four guys from Brantford with their shirts off and absolutely rocking out, please go to a Sun Junkies show and have the time of your life. So yeah,
actually, like on that note, I vividly remember like the bass guitarist like inviting people from the crowd to like, you know, strum his guitar while they're like mid song, and Joe went up and like had the privilege to strum the bass guitar. But yeah, no, like they have, like as Joe said, they have so much energy, and obviously that energy can't be sustained forever, but you know, as long as they are able to sustain that energy, I'm more than willing to listen. But yeah, this is Binge! Exclamation point by the Sun Junkies. And actually, they just finished a tour recently: Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, and then the Maritimes, and toured alongside Sorry Snowman, which I think we'll play today. Yeah, we'll definitely play today. I've played them on before. I've played them on the show before. They're great. They're amazing. But yeah. Anyways, this is Binge by Sun Junkies.
We'll be right back.
So that was Binge by the Sun Junkies. As promised before the song, we're going to play some Sorry Snowman with a deep cut. Joe, do you want to talk more about Sorry Snowman?
Yeah, no, this is one of their bigger tracks. What is it? It's like Shut Up, Go Home. Or
Sleep In, Stay Home.
Okay, Sleep In, Stay Home. So this is one of the tracks that they play at their shows when they want everybody in the audience to sing along with. It's definitely a well-known song coming out of Ottawa, so whenever they play in their hometown, the crowd's moshing, the crowd's singing along, and it's a good time. This is a song that they made a while ago. I think it's about like 3 years ago at this point. They sound really different now, but still, this is as Jalen said, a deep cut to their original sound, and it's still an amazing song. I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah, and like to the point of it being a deep cut, I think it's always interesting to compare a band that you like with their newer sound and compare it to like older songs and the deep cuts, and you know, witness that evolution. They're great, and I hope you guys get to enjoy that greatness with us today.
That I should meet your high school friends. They might think you've changed too much for them. You're the guy who said you'd never smoke a dud again, but now you're on your way to being a Packaway kind of man. Remember when you said all day doesn't make you less tired, does it work your way? Knowing all your friends are trying not to pull you out, cause you brought it on yourself, but I do feel bad. School friends, they might think you've changed too much for them. Drinking all your gin and watching hockey recaps, lighting a cigarette and knocking off the ashes. Remember when you said that staying home all day doesn't you less tired, does it work your way? Knowing all your friends are trying not to call you out, but you brought it on yourself, but everyone knows now. I don't think that I should meet your high school friends. They might think you changed too much for them, but now they're calling you out, and it doesn't even matter, cause everyone knows now.
So that was a Sorry Snowman track. If you've been a loyal listener, I'm sure you would recognize a pattern of me playing that band quite often. Anyways, they're great, lovely people. Love seeing them live, and especially with Joe. I would not know them if it weren't for Joe. I think that's like a recurrent pattern for today's show. Like a lot of the bands that you're hearing today that I've played today and in the past, I owe it to Joe. Immaculate taste in music. And amazing guy. But I digress. So for this next song, I'm playing a song from a Montreal band. So we're migrating away from the Maritimes and Ottawa into Montreal, into my hometown, and where CJLO is based, obviously. So I had the pleasure to see the album launch of Laughing, and I played them before seeing them live. I really like their song Garden Path, but today I'll be playing Don't Care. I love seeing bands live, and that show was amazing, and I hope you guys enjoy this track as much as I do. So this is Laughing, a Montreal favorite band.
Joe again, and that was Don't Care by Laughing. So earlier this week, I don't know if any of you noticed, but it was the 15th of August, or in the Maritimes, better known as 15, the National Acadian Day, National Holiday for Acadians, Vive l'Acadie. I thought to mark the occasion, we'll be playing a song from an Acadian icon, Lisa LeBlanc, Je Pas un Cowboy. Lisa LeBlanc is probably the most well-known Acadian artist I know. I'm not very well-versed or Acadian myself, but having grown up in New Brunswick, Acadian culture is something that's still very important to everybody there, especially the Francophone community. And Lisa LeBlanc is someone who kind of exemplifies that, because if you listen to her music, she has a lot of music where she speaks English too, not just in French. But I think she kind of embodies that language or divide or just experience of coming out of the Maritimes, being fluent in both and being able to make wonderful music in both. So I hope you guys enjoy Je Pas un Cowboy. Hope you guys had a great 15, and
on that note of les musiciens acadiens, I've played Acadian music before in the show, but just like mostly Tibidivo, and I owe my discovery of Tibidivo to Joe, who first introduced me to Tibidivo when we first started dating. I had the pleasure to see him live in Montreal and then meet him in person, which was honestly a nerve-wracking experience, because I really wanted to, you know, get a picture and show my boyfriend that I met Tibidivo, because he means so much to the both of us. And I did. Not only did I get a picture, but CBD Vu did a personalized, you know, video for Joe, which was honestly so epic and such a good memory. No, it's always like, you know, they say don't meet your idols, but meeting CBD Vu was such a great experience and amazing. But this is Lisa Leblanc with Je veux pas un cowboy.
D'arriver à Notre-Dame-de-Grâce? Voulez-vous apprendre le français? Êtes-vous à la recherche d'un emploi? Aimeriez-vous mieux connaître vos voisins? Depuis 2012, Bienvenue à NDG donne la bienvenue aux personnes nouvellement installées dans le quartier en offrant du soutien pour s'orienter, s'intégrer et se sentir chez soi. Soutenu par la communauté de NDG, Bienvenue à NDG est un organisme à but non lucratif qui a pour mission de faciliter l'intégration des personnes immigrantes à la vie communautaire de Notre-Dame-de-Grâce ainsi qu'à la société d'accueil et de favoriser les relations interculturelles. Nos services sont gratuits et nous pouvons vous accompagner dans plus de 20 langues. Faites partie de notre communauté. Allez sur notre site internet bienvenuendg.ca et fixez rendez-vous avec nos personnes conseillères en intégration. En partenariat avec le gouvernement du Québec.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
1690.
And that was Chapaz and Cowboy by Lisa LeBlanc. So, as Jalen was mentioning before, right before the song started playing, we're talking about Petit Béliveau. But, yeah. Also, another Acadian artist, also an absolute king, and will be, I don't know, he's definitely my favorite music coming out of the Maritimes right now. And I think he's going to be a rock star in the future, personally. Yeah, I discovered him also on college radio. I was listening to the college radio station CJLO out of New Brunswick, out of UNB, the University of New Brunswick. And they're playing his biggest hit, Tax Return. I'm sure you guys have probably heard it on the show. Or yeah, Income Tax, sorry. But we'll be playing you something off of his newest album called Comfy. Definitely a poppier song than I'm usually used to by him, but it's very awesome, very cool, and very French and Acadian. That is the goal here. It's I love how I guess Petit Béliveau feels like the Maritimes to me. He gives me hometown pride listening to his music, and I can't wait to see where he goes, because this guy is churning out music like a madman right now. It's never been a better time to be a Petit Béliveau fan. And you guys stay tuned. And Jalen, what do you think about Petit Béliveau?
I was gonna mention the time during the Franco in Montreal. Petit Béliveau had a surprise concert announced the day of, which I was planning on going to, but then that day, unfortunately, it was when Joe had a bike accident. Very unfortunate. It could have gone worse, but he needed stitches in the hospital. So I was in Montreal, Joe's in Ottawa in the hospital, and I'm at the concert. I didn't feel comfortable going. I'm like, oh, maybe Joe's hurt, maybe I shouldn't go. Joe pushed me to go. So I went and then FaceTimed him while Joe was in the waiting room in triage, and got to experience the concert with me via FaceTime. It felt very absurd in some moments, but I think that really the only way to experience a Petit Béliveau concert, right?
As absurd as possible. This guy's insane. Petit Béliveau's crazy. He's coming out to kill me, and I love it.
But yeah, we're gonna see him. Part of Joe's belated birthday gift was Petit Béliveau tickets for his gig in Montreal. So we're gonna be there. If you want to come join us, we're gonna be boogieing and dancing and being the crazy fans that he wants us to be. But yeah, so hopefully no hospital incidents.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to make it without a hospital trip. But yeah, no. We both love Petit Béliveau. So it's really a competition of who loves him more in this relationship. But yeah, absolutely adore him. I'll play him today and I'll continue playing his songs. And yeah, I would say hope you enjoy this as much as I do, but that's pretty much impossible. Can't beat me and Joe. And we're pro Petit Béliveau enjoyers. But yeah, enjoy Comfy. This is Petit Béliveau.
Oh, I don't wanna do me comfy. Alvarez de Damoli. Where the world cannot hurt me. Oh, I'm just a little sleepy head. And you know, girl, I'm only than the DJ got the two very tidy bones.
L'esprit est à tous les gens, c'est rester comfy. Je veux chiller dans mon lit, manger des cochonneries. Check-moi dans un fucking gala avec mon hoodie. Ça sent le fouki.
Pas mon phone, je suis dans ma tombe. Je suis dans mon head, and I get comfy home alone. Avec DJs, video games, stupid jumps, so to be cruel, que je suis lame. Tight first, pay me with, and my door, pour une chance que je sors. Je suis juste que je suis pas stressé, je suis sur les pas de hoard. Tout me busy, baby, side three, ça fait pas de tort. Pas avec des sourires, je te dis la vie, c'est pas sport.
Baby, you know, j'aime mon lino. On peut sleep over jusqu'au midnight. I know you know. We never go ailleurs que dans mon fabuleux king size.
Oh, I don't wanna do be comfy. I'm gonna rester dans mon lit. Where the world gonna hurt me? Oh, I'm just a little sleepy head. And you know, good morning, I'm living, I'm gonna do it.
house, we're living good, that good. My girl take a hit right from the womb, backward. Oh, she take the way that I wish you, that's right. She's in love with me, oh God, it's good, that's right. What I want. My bed and nothing more. What I want, oh, what I want. What I want is just my bed and nothing more. That's right.
Oh, I just wanted to be comfy. Our God is the Domoli. Where the world can I hurt me? Oh, I'm just a little sleepy head. And you know, oh, I just wanna do be comfy. But what is the dumb only? Where the world can I hurt me? Oh, I'm just a little sleepy head. And you know, good morning and everything I got to die for.
For God's sake.
So yeah, we talked a lot about Speedy Vu. I think we went on a long tangent, but up next is another one of my favorite bands that I think I play way too much on the show, but I'll continue to play them because I love them so much. Peach Pit with one of my favorite songs by them, Alrighty Aphrodite. I saw them live in London when I lived there, and I want to see them live again and again and again and again as many times as I possibly could. I think they've announced the release of a new album, but haven't confirmed anything yet. Have been dropping Easter eggs here and there on social media, and as crazy as I am, I'm taking all the hints, I'm gathering the clues, and I'm reading the message. And please drop an album soon. I am begging you, Peach Pit. I know you're not listening, but I would absolutely love it. But here is Alrighty Aphrodite by Peach Pit, and if you're listening to the show right now, please manifest with me the release of their album. I think it's in the works. They announced it at their show in London. Haven't really mentioned it since on social media. I'm not close to them, but you know, I see the hints that they're dropping, and I know they're talking to me, and yeah, I got the message. Obviously kidding. But yeah, here's Peach Pit with Alrighty Aphrodite.
The ocean's not enough for it. My rolling and I feel a dark swell crawling up the skin of my spine. If I know you sold on maybe I'll let you waste another guy. Well, alrighty, Aphrodite, go with that red for other eyes. Run, morning bath in sea foam. Soak your milky skin. If I know
is coming to an end. We have time for one more song. So my choice for the closing song is Mon Argent by Corridor, one of my all-time favorite bands of... Not all-time, I can't say that twice. My all-time favorite bands ever, and they happen to be from Montreal. But before I play the song, I just want to thank Joe. Thank you so much for coming on air with me. I know it's been a long time coming, and he's been my rock. He's been encouraging me with my show and throughout the whole process. And I not only want to thank him for that, but also thank you for showing me and introducing me to amazing bands and amazing music. It means the world.
I love sharing music with you, and I can't wait to share more music with you in the future. Thanks for having me, and thank you so much for listening to some of my favorite songs.
And thank you to the audience for listening to our favorite songs and sharing these moments with us. So this is Mon Argent by Corridor.